January 24th, 1978, Dean Flat.
Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus, let me once more direct your attention to the words of St. Paul in the epistle of the day. I mean, brethren, the appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have lives live as those they have not, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they have no good. And those who deal with the world as though they have no dealings with it. For the form of this world is passing away. These are the words of St. Paul. This comes from Christ Jesus. I've forgotten most of the things I ever wrote, and perhaps it's just as well as they deserve to be forgotten. But I do remember paper I wrote as a student at Glasgow. It was a biographical paper on people world. And I remember the resoluteness with which he pursued that goal which he had chosen for him as a life goal. And I remember vividly the statement attributed to him on his deathbed, "So much to do, so little time." Peter Lowe had a young fast mind. He was determined to serve and to honor him and the truth by opening up Africa and by building a transcontinental railroad from the Cape to Cairo. His vision was a pink ship on the north of Africa, designated ownership by Britain that would run from north to south on that continent. And his dogged determination paid off. He lived to see the British flag flying over the dark continent from north to south. St. Paul was also a man with a young, fast mind. His one determination was to serve the Lord by carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. In our text, we have expressed the same sentiment that Peter Lowe expressed on his deathbed. The time, he tells us, is now. We must move forward, doggedly and determinedly, with the work of the Lord's kingdom. The time is now. We are called for into the kingdom for service in a few brief steps of the cosmic clock. We need to make the most of the few years of service that the Lord has given us. We need to practice the stewardship of the time he allots to us. Each of us is nothing, even though at times we wish that we did not have to reckon with our past. There is indeed so much to do, and so little time. The time is now. Not only are we mortal, but the planet on which we live will pass away. The appointed time has grown short. God will one day bring an end to time. Our Savior and the Apostles make it very clear. Oh yes, there are indeed scoffers, as St. Peter tells us, asking, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the Father fell asleep, all things have continued as they were since the beginning of creation. But their scoffing is to us a sign that we will come. The time is now. We are not to wait passively for his coming, but we are to carry out this commission to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth. To do this, we must put aside all of the concerns and give the preaching of the gospel first priority. It was God's priority over Noah. It was God's priority over Noah. It was God's priority over Daniel himself. It was God's priority over all of our beings in this world. And a one-track man who's building an empire that would one day pass away. Indeed, less than 100 years after his death, it has all but passed away today. Paul had a teaching now that can continue and will continue until the end of time. The psalm may appear as if we are living in a post-Christian era. But events around us would suggest that this is largely wishful thinking on the part of the enemies of the church. We would see a resurgence of interest when those churches which have remained loyal to the free will of God and have exercised its importance. And we have seen a turnaround in our own church body. We have also heard encouraging reports of modern dreams come over to Macedonia and help us. But the time is now. The ministry is such a dream for a mission work. Is that doors also closed? That unless such calls are needed, the opportunity is not. And we need to be such part. If the faith which we profess is to be preserved, people become sensitive with the gospel, and then God takes it away from them. The church did not survive in the early centuries of Christianity, but it was preserved elsewhere. May the remnant remain of the thousands who once followed this in what is now East Germany. The time is now. The face of God, so there is no continue until the Lord comes and comes to come. The time is now. Also, so far as our own preparation for the gospel ministry is concerned. Concordia Seminary offers rich opportunities for growth and spiritual development. It's difficult for a faculty member, and especially for an academic dean, to pass up the opportunity to moralize on this subject. None of us makes the most of our opportunity. We do not have the one-class mind that the Apostle Paul has. And so we give first priority to those things that he says should come second. We neglect the opportunity for professional, spiritual, and intellectual growth that are provided both inside the classroom and outside the classroom. The time is now. The path by God's grace and forgiveness only puts behind us. There is forgiveness for us who do not have the one-class mind that the Apostle Paul has. The Lord is grateful for that in the sacrament which he is prepared for. But that sacrament also gives us the strength to follow Paul's example. God has called us. He's given us many privileges here at Concordia Seminary. We've listened to his call, and we've come here. He's blessed us, and he's said, well done to our feeble efforts. We can't all have the one-class mind that the Apostle Paul had. Our strength will permit us to assign the single priority that he had in his life's work. But we can listen to him. We can use him as an example. And with God's help, we can make a beginning of his program of service. The time born of the world.